Hi, is Judy on the line?
Hi, this is she.
Hi, this is Katie Sweeney. How are you? I'm going to be facilitating our call today.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
It's like saying Drewcy, like Ruthie, but Drew. You can call me Drew if it's easier as well.
Oh, Drew is fine. I have a niece named Drew, so I'm used to that name. Well, thank you for
Okay.
joining me. I want to let you know that I am an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. I have my own business, and I talk to people for a living about all different types of subjects. Sometimes I do that in person, and sometimes, like today, over the phone. So I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say, all right?
Awesome, okay.
Okay, anything goes in our conversation today. I tell people there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And by your answer, I mean two things, honest and about you. You're only representing yourself today, not other people,
Okay.
all right? I do want to
All
let you
right.
know I am recording our conversation as a backup in case I don't capture everything in my notes, and I have a note taker that's a member of my research team that's listening, and they won't be part of the conversation. They're just helping me take notes as well. I will reassure you that everything you share with me today is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. I look at the responses in aggregate only. And if for some reason we get disconnected, just call back in on the same number and participant code, all right?
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right. Now, just to get started to find out a little bit more about you, I know you're in the state of New Jersey. That's all I need to know. I just want to confirm that that's where you are or live.
Yep, I live in New Jersey.
Okay. And anybody else that lives with you in your household?
Yeah, so it's my husband and my child.
Okay. And how old is your son or daughter?
My son is 5 years old.
Okay. That's a cute age.
They are.
Yeah. And you're working full time, is that correct?
I am working full time, yep.
Okay. Without telling me the name of your employer, because I'm not allowed to ask that, that's confidential. Who is
Okay.
your, or what is your occupation and what industry is that?
I work within consumer packaged goods, and my occupation is shopper activation.
And what is that?
That help? Okay, and you're gonna ask me. So if you think about the typical confectionery aisle in the stores, can I ask you to just hold for a quick second?
Sure.
Thanks. I'm so sorry.
No
Yeah, so if
worries.
you think about the typical confectionery aisle, whether you're at Walmart or you're at Target, I help design those aisles based on insights and principles that we establish in the marketplace. And we essentially look to partner with customers to help them reinvent their experience with the shoppers, essentially.
Oh, great. Okay, that sounds very interesting. How long have you been with your current employer?
11 years.
I'm sorry, you cut out 11 or 7?
11.
Okay. And we're going to be talking about financial services providers, specifically about retirement plans today. But rest assured that I'm not going to ask you any numbers or balances or anything like that. Do you
Okay.
have a retirement plan with your current employer?
I do.
And is it a what is it a 401k, a 403b,
It's a
or just
four. Yep. It's a
401k?
401k.
And how long have you had been enrolled in that plan with them?
Oh, since I started with the company, so 11
Okay.
years.
And did you actively contribute to it in 2016?
I did.
All right. What I'd like to do is I sometimes like to ask fill-in-the-blank questions, and this is one of those times. I want you to fill in
Okay.
the blank to this statement. When thinking about my 401k with my current employer, I feel blank.
Really satisfied.
All right, and why did you say really satisfied?
I think it comes from a perspective of so the company I work, the institution I work for, I have the flexibility to there's a norm or I guess a percentage that you can contribute and then you can go above and beyond. And obviously the luxury is at home and the current conditions of my husband and myself, I have always contributed to a full percent, like the full maximum percentage, right, mm-hmm. and above and beyond my norm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the companies are really great about, like, providing education. They're constantly, it's funny you say that because we recently, if I'm not mistaken, I wasn't able to join, but they have specialized people that would come in and talk to you about your health benefits mm-hmm. and 401k and things of that nature. So from that perspective, like, really, really satisfied in terms of the knowledge we're able to gain mm-hmm. and just, you know, the benefits as a whole.
The whole, ooh, are you there? Are you cut out?
Oh, no, I said just gaining the benefits as a whole. Like, it's a holistic.
As a whole, okay. Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right. And when you say, you said something that the company has great education, is that your employer or
yeah.
another company? Okay.
No, it's our employer, yeah.
And how do you view your plan? Do you view it as a retirement plan or something else?
I do, actually, very much. My husband and I are big believers in not touching our 401k because we solely want to use that as part of our retirement planning.
Okay. And is it the only retirement account or plan you have, or do you have any with former employers? Or
I do have with my former employers that has been, I guess you get passed it out to IRA, so we
yes.
have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, my husband and I also obviously have life insurances and things of that nature
mm-hmm.
as well.
Okay, so you have something that you've rolled over into an IRA from a former employer?
I have, yeah.
And what provider is that with?
Fidelity.
All right. And does your husband have any retirement accounts?
That's a great question. I am not. He probably has with his previous employer because he mm-hmm. Also transitioned recently. Him and I started talking about him rolling over. Honestly, I just don't know if he made the traction or not yet.
Right. Okay. We'll talk about your current plan, which you've had quite a tenure, 11 years with. And is Vanguard managing that or is someone else?
Vanguard.
Okay. So do you have access or have a pencil or pen and paper nearby?
I don't. Did you need something?
Yeah. Are you driving? You're not driving, are you?
I am. I am driving, actually.
Okay. Then I won't ask you to write anything down. And if
okay.
and by the way, if you're going to go through a tunnel or something, let me know. So I will have a heads up that I might lose you for a while.
Okay. I will.
All right. Okay. So then you don't have to write anything down, but I do want you to share with me whatever your top of mind associations with Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, what comes to mind? Just kind of a stream of consciousness.
I think it's credibility. It's something that I've known, right? And I guess the only thing I've known. I think there's a bit of trust that comes with it, too, because it's a company that I love. Because I think about my current employer, I love working for them. I'm very passionate. I believe the product that they will select or the tool that they will select to share with the associate is going to be best in quality.
Mm-hmm.
So all positive associations that come to mind. And I also believe, like, the one thing that I appreciate, I think my husband and I both actually get monthly updates in terms of how our accounts are doing, too. So I feel like they're very reliable, but more importantly, they're constantly providing you updates
mm-hmm.
In terms of how you're tracking.
Okay. And when you said your husband gets them, does he have an account with Vanguard also or someone else?
He does. He does. Yep,
oh,
he does.
And is that a retirement account from his former employer or current?
I want to say his former employer.
Okay. All right. And how long was he there?
I want to say 5 years.
Okay. All right. So do you have any other accounts at Vanguard other than your 401k?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right.
No.
And he has his, whatever it was, 401k or 403b that he hasn't rolled over.
Yeah.
That, okay.
Yeah.
How do you know, you mentioned the updates that they send you. How do they send you them?
I get them in mail.
Uh-huh.
old school way, so I actually like that because then I can review it in detail. But yeah, I get them through mail.
Okay. And what about your husband? How does he get his?
Same process.
Uh-huh. All right. Besides the paper statement or update, as you say,
mm-hmm.
and you said what?
Yeah, I said yes.
Okay. And you said it comes monthly, as far as you know?
Yeah.
All right. Do any other ways how you interact with Vanguard? Either they communicate with you other than that, or you communicate with them?
I don't, actually. And that's a really great question, because I don't even know what would be the right time for me to approach them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having the knowledge and expertise or the background, I guess, in terms of when they can be useful or resourceful, mm-hmm. I think would be very helpful for me.
Okay. All right. And let's see, have you made any changes to how your investments are allocated in the
no.
account? Okay, since you
no,
said
I haven't. Yeah, no, it's been, yeah, and it's interesting because when the recession took place, I thought I was going to be hurt and it's going to have an impact, but honestly, it happened, so there wasn't make any tweaks.
Right, okay. All right. Have you ever been to, as far as you know, to the Vanguard website?
I have not.
All right. So you don't have a registered account, like an online password, username password?
I don't think I do. My husband may,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely don't.
Okay.
I don't think I do.
All right. And we'll get into that a little bit more in a moment. I want to...
Yes.
Get more general a little bit about the internet.
Okay.
And for the moment, here's another fill in the blank. All right. I'll let you can, any answer that comes to mind is the right answer. I am a blank user of the internet.
Regular. I'm a regular
okay.
user of the internet.
So tell me
yeah.
about your internet user, the usage.
Yeah, so I primarily use it every morning to get my feed as it relates to CNN as well as Facebook.
Oh, Drudy, you're cutting out.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you said you get it every morning.
Okay.
You access it every
so,
morning, but then I lost you.
Yeah, sorry. So yeah, I'm religiously.
Oh, I've lost you again.
Morning tea.
I'm sorry, I lost you again.
I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on. Okay, so can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, so I was just saying that I religiously go on CNN and Facebook every morning.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get into the office, you know, like depending on where I am in the day, I will occasionally explore to, like, it's a clothing website called Rulala.
Uh-huh, I've heard of Rulala.
There you go. Yeah, so
yeah.
I go on that a lot in terms of just understanding what's the latest and greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I go on Gilt as well. That's
mm-hmm.
another
yep.
big website that I go on. And occasionally I would go on things like Busy Moms, or
mm-hmm.
I love checking out recipe blogs and things
mm-hmm.
like that in terms of what I need to cook up for dinner. But that usually happens towards the latter half of my day as I need
okay.
inspiration for dinner.
Okay.
And at nighttime, again, I'm back on CNN. And or Facebook, like CNN is, I am married to it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's primarily how I get what's going in news and things like that. And then if I have time to listen to something, that I go on TED Talks
mm-hmm.
Just to listen to what are some things that are happening or in the business place or how ideas and things like that. So,
right,
yeah.
Okay. So I see why you say regular user. You mentioned Facebook. Any other social media?
No,
Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook,
Snapchat?
Yeah. No, none of that. I mean, I have a Twitter account. I don't even know what to do with it, but
yeah.
Facebook is primarily what I use, yeah.
Okay. And you have a smartphone?
Yeah, I have two phones, one for work and one for personal.
Yeah, for personal.
So, and then yeah.
You have a smartphone for personal use?
I do.
Any apps that you like to use?
Go on. I don't know if it's through my son, but I do a lot of connect the dots. Like
mm-hmm.
I play that a lot too. I go on Pinterest. Pinterest is probably
yep.
my one favorite. I was just on it yesterday to do some holiday cards for his school.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
So those primarily what I go on. I started going on RetailMeNot, but I find it very difficult and frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I do have CNN as an app on my phone, and I have TED Talk as an app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the quick things that I can think of right now that's probably on my phone.
So,
on
a frequent...
Etsy. Yep, go ahead.
Etsy, right. So, frequent user of the Internet. Now I want you to share with me, you've had your Vanguard retirement account for 11 years. You have not been to their website, and you haven't registered with them. Why?
Mm-hmm.
What? Share with me the reason or reasons why not.
I think it's lack of not knowing, right? And lack of, it's sad because it's your financial investments and you should be on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are two things for me. One, I feel that my husband sort of owns that piece of our life, right? He's more accountable. I feel like I'm informed and I'm consulted along the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he's taking care of it. He's the owner of it. And then I think it's just, honestly, I don't know what I need to be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's the lack of knowledge when it comes to it more
mm-hmm.
than anything else.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I'm fighting a bad cold.
No, that's okay. Thinking about, so it's not a security thing because you have other accounts with passwords.
Yeah.
Some people just don't like to set up, you know,
username
and password.
Oh, no. I mean, I do. All
clearly,
my
you do.
Yeah.
What about other financial services providers? Do you have accounts set up like with them? You mentioned you have, I think, Fidelity. You have an account with Fidelity.
Fidelity,
right?
Yep.
Yeah,
I do, and again, I'm old school with that too. Like we get mails at home, and it's even worse because it's my previous employer, like years, I want to say 2001 potentially, and that was when I lived in Chicago with my parents, and we used to get mails there. So my mom technically, honestly, still gets those mails.
Uh-huh.
And she, every time I see her, she'll give me the most recent statement or things of that nature. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty bad about that as well.
Yeah. Okay. That. I mean, I used to do the same thing that my parents got used to get all. I think they like that also. It keeps the connection, you know. I've got mail for you. Do you ever get that from mail? I've got mail for you. What about who do you do your primary banking with? Your day-to-day checking account.
Bank of America.
Okay. And do you have an online account with them?
We do. Yeah, I do.
All right. And you do online banking. Do you pay your bills
mm-hmm.
through that? Okay.
Yeah. And so yeah, we do it. Yep. Very religiously on that.
Right. And who is that? You pushing the buttons? Is it your husband? You know, in different households, people have different models.
Yeah, no, it's a combination. So as it comes to, as we think about it from a finance perspective, we both have, obviously, a joint account. So he manages, like, our day-to-day bills, but then we also have things set up where it's just an automatic payment that
mm-hmm.
it goes to certain things. But as far as, like, all of the school expenses, I manage that for my son. And so
mm-hmm.
I am constantly either making transfers or I am pushing out the checks. And making sure that it's A, withdrawn, and or things need to be deposited, it's
right.
getting done.
Okay. And what about, if you or your husband received a paper check, what would you do with it? Because there's
we actually take a photograph of it,
mm-hmm.
and we have, my husband has an app, and he just automatically, what's the word I'm looking for, deposits in the bank.
Through the bank app.
Bank of America has, mobile app for
mm-hmm.
depositing
yep.
for your check.
Right. And what about when you have to pay people? Do you use any kind of quick pay like Venmo or person-to-person?
No, I do checks. I mean, we have a cleaner that comes to the house on a bi-weekly basis. So I write her a check.
Right.
But that's primarily how. And then my son's school is also very check-driven, so we do that
okay.
a lot.
So if you think about your cash management, all right, your day-to-day, everyday cash, you guys are online with that. If you think
mm-hmm.
about your retirement, you're not. Tell me, reconcile that for me.
I think, again, if you were to ask my husband that, he'd probably have a very different answer for you than me.
Uh-huh. Right.
I honestly think it's lack of knowledge. It really comes down to it. And I think it's lack of interest. So for me, my finances, like my day-to-day finances, I feel the need to be on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I won't know what's going on, right? Whereas my investments, as it relates to, which is sad, and I know that's sad, I trust it. Like, I know it's getting done. It's a credible resource that's managing it. And if there is a red flag, I'm sure it would be, you know, come to a statement.
Right. Okay. If your husband, so it sounds like your husband has more of his hands into the big picture and the longer term.
Yeah.
Has he ever talked to you about getting online access to your 401k?
No, we haven't. I don't think we have. And
okay.
It's a great dinner topic today, but no, we haven't.
That's but, not my purpose of my call. But
no, I get it. I mean, no, but like we have financial advisor and, you know, we go to those meetings every once in a while together, but primarily he manages some of those for us.
Right.
And he owns it. Like I told you, he's accountable for the finances in the house, and I'm pretty much consulted or informed along the way.
Uh-huh.
And then where I need to take more accountability, that's when I drive the conversation.
Okay. And you mentioned you have a financial advisor. Who are they with?
It's AXA. It's AXA.
Okay. And do, mm-hmm. does he actually, or he or she, actually manage the money or just?
He does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have investment accounts with that person?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. But, and does that person know about your retirement account?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. And you get involved on an as-needed basis, but it sounds like your husband is more.
Yeah. I mean, he goes in, I think, on a quarterly update with him, and or if we need to finagle something or move something, or then he's obviously having more conversations with him.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel, you yourself feel, when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement and investing for your future? Where 10 is you feel totally confident, you know, you got it, and 1 is not confident at all.
I would say a 5. I think there's things for me to learn, which I still don't have. I can make the basic decisions. I know the dollar investments I have across different places, right? Between my husband and I both do. I know the type of investments we've made. I just, the piece I would struggle with is what to do next, right? And I think that's where we have the financial advisor to help us do some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd probably rate myself as a 5.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about Vanguard.com, recognizing that you're not a registered user of it, so your exposure is probably limited. But are there any benefits or features that the site could offer, whether they do or not, because you don't know, right?
Yeah.
But any that they could offer that you would find compelling or important for you to consider registering?
I think it's the tool, like the insight portion of it, like knowledge. I mean, I don't want to call it university of learning, but it's almost like that, right? Like, what's the book for dummies for Vanguard, basically?
Like Vanguard for dummies, right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And so I think it would be neat for me, for those that are new to it or need to explore different parts, I think it would be a nice thing to have, a feature to have as one of their many part options.
Okay. All right. Well, let me share with you a few things that the website does offer. If you're a registered user, actually some of these may be even available just going on it without opening an account. But these things that I'm going to talk about are dependent on opening up the username password.
Okay.
And I want to get your reaction to them, whether or not that you find that compelling, motivating, a reason to consider registering. And remember, this is all about you, This is not, is this a good idea? Is it a good idea for you? So the first one is Vanguard.com would allow you to check your up-to-date account balance, where your paper statements are only as good as the last time they were printed, as well as get other account information, like the contributions you've made, access past statements, plan rules of your particular plan, research and compare your investment options that are available in your plan, and make changes if you want.
And that's super helpful.
Okay. Why? Why would you find that? You know, you've had the plan for 11 years, and you haven't needed.
Well, it's not needed, right? I think it's, again, it goes back to what I said earlier. It's not knowing. So when you don't know something,
right.
It's just not been of an, like, I shouldn't say it was an level. I don't think it's been a burning platform for me where it's raised red flags where I needed to have an immediate consultation on it, right? So I think it's more of, if it's accessible, if it's there, and it becomes this favorite for me on my web pages, then it is something that I would probably take a keen interest and make it a point to go on it, and just knowing that it's accessible now, right? And so I promise you, this weekend, because you and I had this conversation.
Right.
It piqued my interest,
Okay, all right. Other things, you can receive personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings and help put you on track towards having enough money for retirement.
It depends, right? Because I am the person that likes to talk things through. I'm not sure if I would holistically, trust those live chats on the phone. I mean, on the web pages and things of that nature. I mean, if it's a consulting that in person, I would be receptive to it.
Right. I think the idea was more of if you log on and it's knowing how much you're contributing, say, suggestions to set up automatic increases at the end of the year, or recommend to save, they have a saving target of 12% to 15%, different ways to get there, suggestions for catch-up contributions if you're over 50, things like that.
Yeah, that could be of an interest.
Okay. All right. They also have financial tools like calculators to help you make the best decision and plan for retirement. Is that something you yourself would be interested in?
Yeah. If I was taking accountability for everything, absolutely.
Okay. But in your household, are you taking accountability? I mean, it sounds like your husband and your financial planner is.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If I was accountable for it, I would probably be interested in the financial tool.
Right. Okay. All right. And it also has education online, such as articles, videos, webinars, to learn more about saving for retirement, finances, and investments.
Oh, yeah, that would be super helpful.
Because that's kind of what you alluded to when I just asked the question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. All right. A couple of other things it allows you to do online is if you need to take a loan from your account, you could do that without calling anybody. You could do that. I don't know if that's relevant to you.
I think it's relevant. I think because I'm a traditionalist at heart, I think to me, I feel the need to have that human contact for conversation so then I can do, I can go back and forth on the pros and cons of certain things. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I would use it personally. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And that's all I care about. It also allows you, we've talked about the paper statements, right? It does allow you can opt in for going paperless and stop receiving printed statements. What you would receive is an email from Vanguard notifying that your statement is available to view online. As well as you could print it out or download it. How do you feel about that?
That's great. I do it with my American Express. I do it with Bank of America. Mm-hmm. So I think that's awesome.
Because we talked a lot about the paper, and the beginning you said either old-fashioned or old-school. I don't know which.
I think I did say that. And I think when it comes to Vanguard or Fidelity, those are the only, as I reflect back on it, those are the only two places, and J. Crew, that I get a statement in the mail. Like, everything else that I, or my medical bills, like, those are some of the things that we get mail statements at home. Everything else is pretty much done online for us. And I think, like, if you think about how, you know, the world is evolving, I think more and more everything's going to go paperless.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's already done it, so.
Right. And so holding you back, it's so interesting, especially since you've made that. You said your bank statements, that's all online, right? I mean, you're getting them electronically. You're not getting them via paper.
I don't even, you know, like, I literally just go on Bank of America once a week, every Friday, to just make sure everything looks intact, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's an effort I make every morning to make sure on Fridays that everything looks good.
Right. And I've heard this from other people, so it's really interesting on kind of what's holding people back from, or
back
you
to this.
Back. I really want you to speak for you, sorry. But you know, we've made that leap, if you will. It's not even a leap, probably. It's a step.
Yeah.
With everything else.
That's holding you back, Lorraine.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what it is. I think, like I told you, I think it's lack of knowledge for me, and I think it's also lack of interest, right?
Yeah.
Because I just feel like with my finances, and again, it contradicts what I'm saying, but with my everyday finances, such as my, you know, my withdrawals and my deposits, like, that's happening every single moment of my life. Like, as I spend my credit cards, I want to be on top of that. I want to make sure that there isn't anything that's misconstrued or, you know, whatever issues that I run into. Whereas with this, I honestly don't feel like it's a burning issue for me to stress or worry about. So I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'm getting my statement. It's going where it needs to go. If the arrow starts coming down, then that's when I need to start worrying about it
and
look into what's going on.
Okay. And a couple of other things. There's security hasn't really come up as an issue. It does when I talk to some people that don't want, you know, any of their financial stuff online for security reasons. Doesn't sound like that's held you back with anything else.
No, but they
do have a feature that I want to run by you, that if you did set up an account, they call it two-factor authentication or two-factor logon, where you, when you log on with your username and password, you can opt in. You don't have to have it, but you can opt in for them to send you a code to your text, to your phone, text you a code that then you type in. So they know it's you that's logging on. Is that something that is of interest to you, would take advantage of?
I don't take advantage of it, like, on any of the online banking,
right.
But, yeah, it's a great security feature to have.
It also has a mobile, they have a mobile app. If you register, you can also download a mobile app and do everything that you can do on the site on your phone.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So now that, you know, we've kind of reviewed, and you've said a number of times part of it is lack of knowledge and lack of, which I also hear, you know, awareness of what the site has. What of everything we've talked about, what do you find the most compelling to motivate you, if you are motivated to register?
Yeah. Well, it's our conversation, right? And so... I meant it when I said it. I think you've piqued an interest as to why I'm not doing it and not paying closer attention to where I could be looking at things and being on top of it and being more vigilant.
Right.
It's going to be a conversation that's going to make me go into it this weekend and check it out.
Okay. So I have a question for you, which is,
there's
lots of people out there that you know, lots of Vanguard customers, and not all of them are on the web. And for example, I can't possibly speak to all of them. So short of having this conversation, what would have been the best way for Vanguard to pique your interest? How do they reach you? If it, you know, albeit, you know, this conversation aside, How could they have gotten that same response? What would
localized
have been the best
it.
Way?
Yeah, so I think it's being accessible, right? I find it that they're not. Like, I don't know. So I'll be honest, if the statements didn't come through, I wouldn't even know what to think of them.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. They're not on top of mind for me. So when you think of things like Bank of America, I mean, you see constant awareness through advertising or, you know, their mobile apps for these things. I just don't know if there is that social media that's associated with Vanguard. I think it's, you just don't know it. And
right.
I think what people know is through statements. And, you know, and that's why I say it's old school of me, but I think it's also old school of them because they have made no effort to reach out to even offer me this website to say, hey guy, you now have it. We have a new feature. Is this something of an interest that we can walk you through it, talk you through it, whatever it is? I think there's a lot of opportunities, but I just don't see them in the public eye that way.
Right. Well, I have a question. Do you think, and I don't know the answer to this, but do you think they even have your email?
I don't think they do. I don't know how they would.
So assuming they don't, how would they reach out to you? How would they make you aware?
Well, they have all my contact info, right?
Right.
Like, they clearly know me through my employer. I mean,
right.
That's pretty easy. All you have to do is call the employer and ask for the name, and you should be able to be connected.
Right. What about if something came in your paper? So you do open your paper statements. If something came in with that to raise your awareness or give you that knowledge.
I think so. I think it needs to be honestly in your face. I don't know how to, like, I think it's media. I really do. I feel like it's so penetrating in so many different ways that it's a constant reminder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it on TV. I don't hear it on radio. I don't see it as a billboard. There's just no awareness in the marketplace for Vanguard.
Right, right.
Unless I'm mistaken. But I don't really, like, you do see commercials for, I think, retirement planning and things of that nature. But rarely do you ever see it with that brand associated.
Right, right. Okay. So of all the features and benefits, just to wrap up, of all the features and benefits we talked about today, what do you think would be, for you, once again, the most compelling that would, beyond everything else, say, you know what, I got to do this. I got to register.
I think it's the education piece, and I'm intrigued by the financial planning tool that you mentioned.
Right.
I'm curious to see how that's so different than what our financial advisor has to offer and or his or her input.
Okay. All right. And so you really think it's going to be a topic of conversation?
I will. I'm going to bring it up to my... So it's funny you say that, just totally offline, but, like, him and I were just talking the other day, and we're just making a crack, and I'm like, listen, I know exactly where all the passwords sit on our home computer. I know exactly how to access them, but it's his thing. Like, that's his one thing that he does. And I said, we need to swap for 2 months where I take access to the finances in the house. And we actually said, starting in the new year, I would take a lead in the month, like the first quarter. Like, that would be my job to do the finances in the first quarter. Because we're just harping on the fact that we were behind on one of our cable bills.
Right.
And it's just because he didn't get a time to do it. And so I'm like, now we're going to pay late fees and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, well, let you take the lead now. So, we talked about it. So I think it'd be really cool because you've piqued an interest for me by this conversation. And I want to ask him if he accesses his Vanguard online and or is he fully aware of it? Does he have a depth of knowledge more than I do in this space?
Right.
And if so, like, how do we cultivate a different behavior in the house as it relates to retirement planning?
Right, because it's really interesting in that regard, especially since, you know, you're online with basically everything else, right? So it's like, what's holding people back from making that step and how much does it have to do with it being a retirement account versus an everyday, you know, cash in, cash out, cash flow management. It's fascinating. Anyway, we're done. I want to thank you so much for your time and your insights.
Absolutely.
And believe me, the purpose of this call was not to get you to go online and register. It was more to understand what people don't. But you've been really, really helpful. So I appreciate your time. Smith Research will be sending you out your honorarium. And I wish you a great weekend and very happy holidays.
Thank you. You as well. Take care.
Thank you. Bye now.
Yep. Bye.